Welcome to Psachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Test, Chapter 5, Mishnah 9. My apologies for not sending one out on Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, but things were extremely hectic. Today we'll do two Mishnayos to make up for what we missed. So the Mishnah here is discussing the process by which they skinned the Karban Pesach, the Paschal lamb. It says the Mishnah, Ketzad Toldenu Mafshitin, how did they hang and then skin, flay the hide of the Karban Pesach. It says the Mishnah, Unkal Yoshal Barzo, there were hooks out of iron, Hayukavuim Bixalim, that were affixed to the walls of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Uba Amudim, additionally, they were also affixed to pillars that were in the butchering quarters of the Beis HaMikdash, Shabahen Tolin, that they would hang the lambs on this, on these hooks, Umafshitin, and then they would skin them. Let's say it was so crazy that every single one of the hooks was taken. Maklos dakim chalakim. They were thin, sharp staffs or rods out of wood, hayusham, that were there in the courtyard. Umeiniach al kesefo val kesef chavero. One would place the rod on their shoulder and their face friend who was standing facing them on their shoulder. Vitola, and they would hang the lamb on this stick, umafshit, and together the two of them would skin the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Lezer says, Arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos, if the 14th of Nisan, when the sacrifice was offered that fell out on Shabbos, Maniach Yado Al Kesef Chaver, you were not able to use these long thin rods because they're mukta. Instead, you would place one hand on your friend's shoulder, V'yad Chaver Al Kesef, and he would place one hand on your shoulder, Vitola, and then they would hang the karban over their arms, and with the other hand, umafshit, they would skin it. So he holds that you're not allowed to use these rods, unlike the opinion of the Chacham that say that since muktza, not using these type of objects is only rabbinic enactments do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple. Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 10. Kira'o, the next step after he skinned it was, he would open up the innards, v'hotziyei murav, and he would take out the fats that were brought on the Mizbeach, on the altar. Nisano b'magis, he would take the innards that were offered, the fats and the innards that were offered on the mizbeach, and he would place them in a large plate. V'hiktiran al gabe ha-mizbeach, and he would burn them on the mizbeach. These are all done by the kohen. The skinning was permitted to be done by a non-kohen. However, bringing the stuff on the mizbeach is an avoda. It's one of the required steps of bringing a carbon, and that was only able to be done by a kohen. Yatzasa kat rishona v'yashvala bahar habayis. The first group went and they sat on the Temple Mount. This is talking about when Erev Pesach, the 14th, falls out on Shabbos. So the people were not able to carry their Paschal lambs back home to their homes. So what did they do? The first group would do the process of the Karban Pesach. Then they would leave and they would hang out on Har HaBayis on the Temple Mount. Shnia, the second group of people, Bechil, they would hang out until Shabbos was over in the Chil. The Chil was an area in the Temple, which was between the wall of the women's gallery and a place called the Sorig. The Hashlishis and the third and final group, Bimkoma Omenis, they would stand where they were in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Note it says the word stand because it was prohibited for a person to sit in the Azar in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And then they would all wait until Shabbos was over. Chashecha, when Shabbos ended and it became dark, Yatsu, they went out to their homes in Jerusalem, Betzalu Es Pischein, and they would roast their Karban Pesachs, and they would eat it. However, on a regular day, when it didn't fall out on Shabbos, immediately after each group finished the process of offering the Karban Pesach, they would take the meat home, the lamb home, and they would roast it, and they would eat the Karban Pesach. Wishing you an amazing week of Chol HaMoed and Pesach.